Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, life-transforming advice here, number 46. We're talking about living in the present, and today we're going to discuss how not to let the past weigh you down. Because every person has moments of suffering, has moments of unpleasantness in their life. And if you master the skill, which we were talking about, we started talking about in the last year, of living in the present, we will keep those moments limited to the actual negative experience. We will experience pain and suffering in the present moment when that's happening. But the before and after that painful experience, you will be free from that or alleviate that pain greatly by focusing on what actually is at that moment. When you do that, then you free yourself from a lot of unnecessary pain in your life. There's a painful situation in your life. It hit you during the time you're experiencing that pain. You learn the lessons from it, and you move forward. Then going forward, you either forget about it or learn how to have a healthy perspective on it where it doesn't haunt you anymore. Because you're focusing now on the moment now. That was then. I already learned what I needed to learn. I don't have to dwell on it. And that really is healing. Very young children have this ability naturally. We all had this when we were younger. That's why children enjoy life unless they're presently in pain. Y.Y. Jacobson once saw this. He was watching his nephews fight like cats and dogs. And they were playing nicely and then they started fighting and they were each in their separate corners because they were upset at each other. And he was just observing. And within a few minutes, they got involved in their toys again and they connected again. And they started playing like it was before. But that's when we're children. As we're older, because we're able to use our minds and we think about the past and we think about the future and that ability increases, it could be used in beneficial ways as an adult. It can't be children forever, but it could be used in a detrimental way. That's seichel. Sometimes we have to act in this sense like children to learn how to forget and move on. We can transform our lives into suffering or torture by keeping in mind all our unpleasant experiences of the past. And in this case, forgetting shikha, forgetting those experiences, or putting it in the real back burner, is a very positive aspect of forgetting. When you look back at past suffering, in a certain way, you should feel a certain degree of simcha because there are oitzer for you. They were a kapara for your sins. And right now, there's no pain from those past misfortunes. Now, it's not so simple. I understand that. Sometimes it haunts you. I admit myself, some painful experiences that come back is very hard to think about now. I don't exactly feel joy. I know some of it was kaparas avinus that made me feel a little better. But actual simcha, I'm not on that madrega yet. And it's just a work in progress. But at the very least, though, the perspective to realize that it is a kapara salvainis, it is in the past, it was for our benefit, and that there's no real practical purpose to agonize something that happened even a month ago, certainly a year ago, or 10 years ago, that itself is very valuable. He says that only people that are not, you know, chachamim, they're not wise. They waste their present moments forgetting what is over and done with. They always say, if I hadn't involved myself in this venture, I wouldn't have suffered. If only I would have stayed an hour longer, this wouldn't have happened. We're not Nevi'im. There's no possible way of knowing in advance exactly what will be. All we need to do is trust Hashem. Try to protect yourself from harm with the regular shtadlus. But we cannot plan for every contingency. We cannot plan for every contingency. And we are prone to make mistakes. We are prone to fail at times. And we need to put that in a healthy perspective. We can't agonize forever over mistakes that we made, which is part of life. For example, in other cases, when you miss opportunity for gain, you feel upset. If I would have known, you know, a person could have purchased a real estate, and then 5 years later, and he didn't, and 5 years later, it went up 10 times its value, and you agonize, oh, if only I would have bought this. You can't eat yourself up over it. You know, you could have invested money here and made a fortune here, and you didn't. And you're going to say how terrible it is, how unfortunate it is that I didn't utilize that opportunity. That's needless extra pain. First of all, it's bitachon. Recognize Hashem didn't want you to have it. It was never yours to begin with. It's needless extra pain. Because now, not only do you miss that opportunity, you're making yourself miserable about what's past. You learn the lessons. If you taka indeed made mistakes, business mistakes in business, ruchnias taka mistakes in ruchnias, you do your best to try to improve it. But don't constantly talk about it to yourself and have that inner self-talk, which agonizes you and increases your loss. And it's true also, a very healthy thing in any benin adam l'chaveri relationship, every interpersonal relationship, and especially between husband and wife, to live in the present. If you constantly review past misdeeds and failures of the people you associate with or you love, it'll just add fuel to the fire of resentment. There's some things in marriage you just simply need to let go. And you deal with the current situation. Very often, you're in a current upsetting situation. You'll able to deal with it in a menschlicha, normal, healthy way. But you drag in the kitchen sink and all the 20 years of your, you know, your disputes all get cropped up now and thrown at you. And you have to know, no, that's not what you do. If there's a current situation, have the courage to deal with the situation currently the right way. But never, ever to use that dynamic of reviewing past deeds and failures to the people you love, especially your husband and wife, that will drag you and your wife or you and your husband down. True, something may have offended you in the past, but what could you gain by thinking about it now? If you find it difficult to stop thinking of past offenses, then write one list of what you gain by thinking of the past and another list of what you lose out by doing so, and you'll see the harm you are causing yourself. You're causing yourself that harm. You need to also put dates in each other's names. For example, you have to realize the Reuven of 1985 is not the same Reuven as 1980. The Reuven that's 2023 is not the same Reuven as he was in 2015. The Reuven of Monday is not the same Reuven as Sunday. Every person is new. Yes, there are patterns that you have a right to look at and be careful with and so on and so forth. But it's also healthy, especially with good, healthy people, to look at them with a bright pair of eyes, with a fresh perspective. And again, if someone wronged you in the past or quarreled with you in the past, how could you relate to them in the present? Yes, there are halachas that you have a right to protect yourself. But once you did that and set that into place, well, could you acts of kindness for that person? Could you gain from that person's wisdom? Could you gain from that person's experience? Right now, is it worthwhile to have a relationship that way? Is that person healthier? Would it do good? If the answer is yes, then disregard your past experience and deal with the present person in the present. If those problems are still there, you ask a shayla. Maybe sometimes it is necessary to dissociate. But overall, in general, regular people with regular flaws don't allow the flaws to completely put them out of the picture, but rather bring them in and recognize people move on, people make mistakes, and people forgive each other, and people heal. Another thing is if you devoted a lot of time to some project and you became aware that it's better to cancel it, then cancel it. You spend so much money investing in it, that's irrelevant. You know now that it's not working, then it's Hashem's way of saying you got to move on. And right now, that's the question you ask yourself always. What is the right thing to do now? And do your best with that. Don't disturb over what you already lost. You guard what you have. Famous story when Shmir Saloshin, I believe, where it talks about watching, hopping around your tefillahs, if you lost your tefillah. Let's say someone's by Shemayin Esrei, and he's by Sim Shalim, and he realized he just wasn't going to Skaven at all. So most people would just be Miyayish and give up and not say the Sim Shalom. And Chafetz Chaim says, absolutely not. You say the Sim Shalom with Kavana. At least you chop that. Similar to a vendor that's selling apples in a market, and someone knocked it over and all the apples are spilling in the ground. Some people are stealing it. And he's just sitting back there and someone yelled out, what are you sitting back there? Just grab whatever apples you could grab. If you were selling 100 and you were able to grab 10 or 12, at least you have 10 and 12 to buy, to sell. Grab what you can grab. The same thing with Shemini Esrei. Don't say, oh, I gave up and it was nonsense and forget it. No. Sim Shalom. That's where I caught myself. That's where I'm going to have kavana. In life, that's an example. You move on and on, and you keep on going and going in a healthy way. Sometimes one needs to realize what's over is over. Dating and then it didn't work out and they agonize at some point, you need to let go. You need to let go. Or ask yourself, what was I right in going to such a place? Was it make a din b'cheshbon? If the answer is yes, why do you feel bad about the results? Was I yotze my obligation? In other words, you do tshuva what you need to and then you move on. Another thing to ask yourself is 20 years from now, will this thing bother me? And the reality is that even in a few minutes after something negative happens, it's in the past. So the more you internalize that something which is in the past, even a few seconds ago, is done and over with, the greater your ability will be to overcome those negative events. This is the thing you should not say, if only this, I should have, could have, would have. It's a chesaron betach, and it's hard, if only this, only this. It's min hashamayim that you shouldn't. And even if it came from mistakes, you do tshuva, but it's still min hashamayim that you shouldn't have. And these complaints that people have with each other, where they ask, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? Most of the time, that type of question, or that line of questioning, why did you do this and do that, has no relevance. Only causes agmas nefesh. It's no purpose for the future. And no matter what happened, no amount of blaming will change what already happened. And the blaming creates a toxic, toxic scenario. Avoid asking irrelevant questions about the past. That will be annoying to others. Or keep complaining about it. The question you ask yourself is, what can you do about it now? And if the answer is there's nothing you could do about it now, so isn't it better to focus on other things? Of course it's better to focus on other things. Sometimes you could do a chesed by listening to somebody. Sometimes you're better off ignoring the statements of the past. So that is very, very important. The reason why he brings down at the end, to end this, to be Messiah this year, is the reason we fast over the base of Migdash Churban is that even though it's past, we become aware of it now. Our faults have that similar thing. We feel it now, even though the Churban happened later. Now, when it comes to the Churban bias, it's a healthy thing. You're supposed to mourn over the Beis HaMikdash. And it's not an event that happened 2,000 years ago or in plus, because if you weren't worthy of it, Hashem will, it's as if it was destroyed. So you have to be mourn over the Churban Beis HaMikdash as if it's happening now. But when it comes to your own past experiences, you don't create such churbanis. You don't bring it in. It's what's done is done, and what's over is over. And you move forward. So remember this, the key, the yisoid, not to let your past weigh you down, and realize that it's over, and learn how to develop the courage and strength to move on. Bracha v'atzlacha.